Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, the GOP. Their goose is cooked. Eric Cantor, the number two House guy under House Leader John Boehner, loses his primary congressional primary race yesterday in the 7th District of Virginia, 56% to 44% to a no-name Tea Party challenger by the name of David Bratt, a professor at Macon Randolph College in Richmond, Virginia. The GOP equals, quote, get out of the Potomac, unquote, party. Let's get right to it, shall we? In an absolutely stunning loss yesterday, the number two House Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia lost to a Tea Party challenger, David Bratt, an economics professor and political novice who runs a libertarian-funded program at Randolph-Macon College in Virginia. But what should really inspire raw, naked fear within the GOP establishment is this stark fact. While Eric Cantor amassed $5.4 million in campaign cash, his Tea Party challenger, David Bratt, raised a mere $200,000 and yet still managed to best Cantor by a 12 full percentage points, 56% to 44% in Virginia's 7th Congressional District. It should be fairly obvious by now that the GOP is outright infested with Tea Party adherents who constitute the very fabric of the GOP itself. And the GOP finds itself in a stage four cancer-like condition. The party's elders' dismissal of the Tea Party last week after a few GOP mainstream candidate primary successor was put in perspective by a Democratic lawmaker. Quote, all the pundits declaring the establishment's victory over the Tea Party was premature ejaculation, unquote. What this actually means, in this blogger's humble opinion, is that House Leader John Boehner will be leader in name only and has been virtually stripped of his powers to control his own caucus within the House of Representatives, much less the House as a whole. He can now just be a total asshole and just win his own reelection effort in Ohio in November and then hunker down until 2016, but only to see the GOP suffer yet another defeat in their futile quest for the White House. But this is really not an option. Boehner will be pushed aside before that time, either by the Tea Party contingent, or he will simply retire and take a cushy, lucrative job as a Washington lobbyist. Then again, perhaps he will make some accommodation with Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to actually enact some meaningful legislation and merely tread water until the tide turns back in his favor. But the reality is, John Boehner doesn't have a clue any more than you or I do as to what will really actually take place between now and November 2014 or November 2016. All that can be said for now is that the GOP has long since worn out its welcome among the voting electorate in general, save the angry white guys. And as I have been repeatedly saying for a long time here, the GOP is on its way out the door as a national party with any national relevance. It may remain as an organization, but that is not the same as a relevant major political force. The GOP is now the quote unquote party. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Knight Rider, rounding third and all. And as always, we ride, you decide. and stay well, keep it lit, and that's it for tonight.